Thought Acceleration. This is episode number 116, bringing your thinking up to speed. It's been a minute, baby. Y'all miss me? I miss y'all. I'm gonna get right to it. This is a podcast built for exercising. You can go outside, hike a mountain, lift some weights, and exercise all day. But are you working out your innards? What do I mean by that? I mean, there are faculties, there are muscles inside of you mentally, spiritually, that you can work out to maximize your life and your results in your life. That's what this podcast is focused on. That's what it's about. It's for people who want to level up. Follow me. So this is episode number 116. We're going to title this one Herb Magic, H-E-R-B Magic. Why? Because I'm a fan of herbology. I'm a fan of homeopathic and naturopathic medicine. It's a passion of mine. It's something that I advocate for. And the reason being is because, well, plain and simple, pharmaceutical drugs have been screwing us over for years and years and years. On this call right now, if you're listening, I'm sure somewhere in your circle, or God forbid, you know, someone close in your family has suffered and even died from mistreatment and from the results of pharmaceutical drugs and our dependency on it. This episode isn't about the education of that, because I've done that quite a few times, why big pharma is the enemy. But what we're going to do is focus on some solutions here in this episode. And we're going to focus on specifically, what is it about herbs that make them so cool? All right, and how should we view them? So that's it. What is great about herbs, and how should we view them? First off, what's great about them? Well, most of the herbs, and when I say herbs, what do I mean? Let's take it a step back. When I say herbs, I mean plants. I mean roots. I mean shoots. I mean berries. I mean things that are grown from this earth that have medicinal properties. So things that are grown naturally from this earth that have medicinal properties. One thing that's interesting is, let's say we all know of ibuprofen, right? Ibuprofen to stop headaches, stop whatever type of pain that you may have. It's actually derived from a plant. Did you guys know that? Ibuprofen is an isolated constituent from a plant. And constituent just means part of, you know, a part of. It's a piece of a plant. That's where it got its root. But it got commercialized. It got taken from the actual plant. Well, why is that? If you take a constituent from a plant, you will have that constituent in high doses. If you create that high dosage constituent, you will create what's called a drug. The thing about it is, most constituents that are derived from plants that are concentrated in high dosages that are drugs have side effects. That's what we have here. Why is our society so focused on doing this process? This is how we get most of our drugs. It's because if I got a plant, let's say I got oregano, right? But there's a part of oregano that kills, let's say, mosquitoes, okay? And I don't know if this is actually true. I'm just using this as an example. Okay, so I got an oregano plant, and there's a part of the plant that kills mosquitoes. If I take that part off the plant, isolate it, and concentrate it, I no longer have oregano. I can no longer call this thing oregano. Therefore, I can do what? I can sell it as something else. Ah, now you guys are seeing. In America, what are we focused on? We're focused on sales, baby. That's all we focus on. We're focused on making a dollar. So I have a new product that I can patent as something completely different from oregano, even though that's where it was sourced. That is the process that I'm going to do if I want to make money, because I can't sell you oregano, because you can just go and buy oregano. You can grow it yourself. A neighbor can pass it over to another neighbor over the fence. But the process of isolating a constituent, now that process, that requires some money. That requires some time, some effort, some machinery even, which is something that an average person can't do. Therefore, you will pay me for this, especially if it produces a result. Now, what we know from constituents is that it produces results quick, right? And that's what we have. That is a society that we live in. We call it a microwave society. So nowadays, when it comes to healthcare, we assume that everything is supposed to work that way. I have a problem. I buy a constituent or a drug, and this drug should help me beat the problem in a relatively quick manner. This is not how our body works. This is not how the earth works. This is not how systems and plants work. Where's the drawback? There's great that have come from this. Great things. We've cured a lot. I mean, especially if you got migraines and you need to take something for the migraine. Oh my gosh, yes. Pop a ibuprofen. Like, go ahead and do it. However, this is how these things should be used. We should use drugs as a crutch, almost as if we were, let's say you sprained an ankle. You will use crutches, right? But do you use crutches even after your ankle is healed? Do you just, just at least 2 days out the week, I just walk on crutches just in case? No, we don't. But we seem to do that with drugs. So how should drugs be used? It should be used in unison with actual herbs, meaning we use it as a crutch when our condition is at its height, most severe, to help alleviate symptoms, reduce pain, to ease stress. And then once we see an improvement, we refer back to herbal supplements and herbs that will ultimately help alleviate the underlying problem. So, what have we talked about so far? This is herb magic now, guys. Let's bring it back. What have we talked about so far? We learned how our drugs are created. They come from plants. They come from plants. Now, all drugs don't come from plants. Here's the caveat. There are some uranium-based drugs that is just from elements and like uranium, which honestly just fucks you up. It's something that shouldn't be introduced to the body. It's something that that has been introduced to the body because of different forces and different people and organizations that want to make money off of certain resources and move us away from the natural path of healing so that we can become more like customers to their organizations. Now I'm getting beside the point, but the point is we've learned how drugs are created, why they are created for a profit. Now, what is the magic of herbs? The thing is, once you take a constituent off of the plant, it will have side effects. The funny thing is, the reason why it's in the plant is because there are other constituents in that plant that serve as like a board, like a committee that does checks and balances. Meaning if you take the whole plant, you still get the effects from that constituent you isolated. However, you don't get the side effects because there's other constituents in that plant that checks to make sure that those side effects don't harm you. What did I just say? Once you take a constituent from a plant, you create a drug that inevitably will have side effects. Once you take the plant where that constituent was from, you can still gain the benefits from that drug without the side effects. The only thing is the results come slower. You have to introduce it to your body slower and more frequently. This way, it communicates with your body. It helps you heal in a much more natural process that won't create other symptoms or other illnesses. when you use a drug to alleviate a problem, and that drug is designed, super concentrated and designed to get rid of the problem or to improve a condition with fast results, it will come at a cost. This cost is what we are used to in America. However, if you take an herb and you introduce it bit by bit, maybe a gram a day, maybe not even, maybe a gram every 3 hours, right? You will still receive the benefits that you would from that drug. However, it will take a longer time. That is not something the microwave society wants to hear. I call this herb magic because that's actually magical. So you're telling me I don't have to go and pay all of these crazy medical bills to solve this issue, that I could simply incorporate something that is very natural, that is very that communicates with my body well, that won't give me any other side effects? I just have to wait longer for the results. That's exactly what I'm saying. That isn't what we're used to in the society. However, that will be our saving grace in the society. If we want to improve our health, which we all want to do on this podcast, if we want to improve the health of our loved ones, our aunts, our uncles, our grandmas, our grandpas, especially if they lived the life that my family has lived, where health has not been at the forefront of their mission, then this is something that we have to switch. We have to switch our mindset from the microwave society mindset, where we just take drugs to solve a problem quickly, and we start to supplement it with herbs. We incorporate these herbs into our natural diet so that we can receive the benefits without having to lose anything. Healing should not be a trade-off process. Healing should be something that we are as a species. It should be a part of our DNA, our makeup, that if something went wrong, we naturally bounce back on track, because we're just introducing things like herbs that our body already has. There's nothing on this earth that our body doesn't have trace amounts of. So if you simply reintroduce a herb, or you simply introduce an herb into your body, you're simply reintroducing this herb into your body. You're simply maximizing the concentration of whatever component you need into your body, because maybe it was deficient. Maybe it's you just needed more of it. So this difference is key, is key, is key. An example, excuse me, guys. An example is valerian. This is an herb. I want you guys to look it up. Valerian, especially for the women on this podcast right now. Valerian is an herb that helps with menstrual cramps, helps regulate your cycle. It is a sedative. It is also a hypnotic. It's perfect for nighttime, for all my insomniacs out there who can't get to sleep. Valerian helps you fall deeper into sleep. It helps you have more restful sleep, puts you in deeper cycles of REM. It helps you stay in REM longer during your sleep. It does all these things. What's the catch? See, that's a thing that we've only been conditioned to be used to in America. What's the catch? There is none. There is no catch. It's available to you. You can go check this out. This is the website, mountainroseherbs.com. Mountain, as in mount, like a mountain. Rose, as in a flower. Herbs, H-E-R-B-S.com. Mountainroseherbs.com. You can go on there. You can order valerian in its natural form. You can order the plant. You can order the root, excuse me. You can order the valerian powder, where they grind the root up for you, so you can put it in tea bags, make your own tea. You can order the supplements, where they make it into pill form, so you don't have to worry about all that. You could just take it at night or whenever you feel necessary. MountainRoseHerbs.com. This will help change the game. If there's a loved one you know suffering with a certain illness, hit me up. Let's talk about it. Let's see if there's a herb, which I'm sure there is, that will help their condition, or at least help supplement their condition. This will change the game for you guys as it did for me. Some of the things that I do suffer from is insomnia. Valerian, I can attest to, it does help. Actually, it's like taking melatonin without having to worry about you later on. If you take too much melatonin, you probably won't be able to produce melatonin yourself. Valerian will never have had that problem. It will naturally help you produce melatonin and never leave you deficient of melatonin. Ain't that something? Yeah, you'll never see a commercial for that. We'll talk about why probably in another chapter or another episode. You can also go back and see why that is by looking up my podcast called Rockefeller's America. Rockefeller's America kind of touches on this a little bit. And the one I did about Dr. Max Gerson. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I know it's been a while. I hope you got some value and some insight from that. This is Thought Acceleration. If you guys need to contact me, I'm on Instagram at Taymon. That's T-A-Y-M as in man, O-N as Nancy, D as in dog, underscore B-A-I-L-E-Y. That's Taymon underscore Bailey. I'm on Snapchat at Taymon Bailey. Contact me. Reach out to me. Let's talk about it. We can talk herbs, baby. This is Thought Acceleration, bringing your thinking up to speed.